John, would you like to come up to the stage? I've picked on John because it's not easy for John to interview himself. But you know, he might well say, actually, he could speak to people from within the congregation if they wanted to let us know what your week would be like. So John, I'm going to ask you a question. It's 25 past 11. What do you think, what are you going to be doing tomorrow morning at this time?
Not very much at all.
Why?
Because it's my day off.
That sounds a good plan. Not very much at all. I take it that's what your ideal way of spending a day off is.
Well, it varies.
Tell me, what do you really like to do in that day off?
Well, sometimes I go for a walk. Sometimes I go to the cinema. And sometimes I just collapse in a heap.
Okay. Does it always work out like that? Do you always get some restful time around me?
No. Tomorrow evening I'm going to a resilience meeting in the town hall. It's organised by the local police and they bring together organisations to think what Pennycook can do to help others in severe weather. Don't worry, I haven't committed you to anything yet.
So that's a bit of a downer. It means that you can't just go off for a long walk in the hills and say, lovely evening, I'll just stay out with a meal, but get back for that.
Yes, I've got to get back for that. But normally with the church, I'm very strict. I don't let anyone clutter up my day off. But with the community, I feel we have to be a bit less strict and fit in with them. And I'm probably going to take some time off on Tuesday morning because of that.
Okay, so when you see John out there, I don't know, you're not going to be lying in the garden basking in the sun, but doing something that appears to you to be, you know, that's not work. Just bear that in mind, he doesn't always get his day off, so, you know, we need to watch him. And I'm guessing, John, that through the week it's like that, there's things come in that you've not expected, your routine kind of. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes. Sometimes things come right from the blind side and affect me.
Okay, we're not going into too many details, but what I will say is, are there ways then as a congregation that we could support you in that kind of thing? Because it's difficult to get the balance, to get your free time, to fit in all the other stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This week, because Joan was taking the service, or last week, I had the chance to have all sorts of meetings during the week because I didn't have to prepare for Sunday.
So that wasn't really a rest?
It wasn't really a rest, and I've got two things to prepare for this week coming up, as well as... Well, I'm not going to give you my whole itinerary, but I think the hardest job in being a pastor of a church, being a minister, is the fact that everyone thinks that they're... I'm going to really annoy a lot of people. Everyone thinks that their project is the only one. And I have to balance quite a lot of stuff. And as well as put in preparation time to read and to think about things. And so if I don't respond immediately, it's not because I'm lazy. I can be very lazy at times. But it's because I've got a lot of things on. And I need time to do that.
Okay. So I'm guessing that there's a couple of things we can do is remember that actually you're the minister, but you're quite human.
Yes.
So there's a limit to the number of balls you can juggle in the air at one time. And that you're the minister for all of us. So we are all important, but we're all equally important. So that doesn't mean we could all have hours and hours or our projects more major. And that you need guidance as to just how to sort that out in a right way. And get that time to yourself as well.
Yes.
Now, I'm guessing that the biggest thing that we could probably do as a congregation is, A, listen to that and think, how do I go about approaching things? But also, put it on our prayer list. Would that be helpful if you knew that we were praying for that kind of thing?
That would be helpful. And I want to add, I don't get it all into perfect balance. So you've got to forgive me for doing that at the same time.
So we can forgive and we can pray. Thank you, John, for that. But I think before you sit down, let's just do that. John, we do pray. We thank you for all that you put into the work that you do with us. And we thank you for the way that you clearly listen to God as you do that. But we do realise that there's a lot more to your job of work than we see, each one of us. And we would just ask, first of all, for God's blessing on you, that he'd help you to just get that balance right, and that he would help us to remember you in our daily prayers in those very specific ways that you've mentioned.